Hey, Sherry.
Yes, how you doing?
Hey, Aaron.
We called back and the lady put us through the state. We talked to a lady, and then she was trying to put us into somebody else, and it just hung up on us.
Who hung up on you?
No, I guess the call dropped. The call dropped. Because we're like, when it just dropped, when you had us going through to talk to the state, it dropped.
Right.
We called back again. A lady put us through to the state. We talked to her. She goes, oh, we got to have you listen to something, and we'll listen to some hold music, and bam. I didn't know how to, and we were like right in the middle, when you were trying to call, it was like, bam, it was right in the middle. We were talking to her. I couldn't figure out how to merge the call, I guess.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, but we talked
but
to her.
Okay, good. Did they go in?
And we asked her, we talked to her, and she's there since somebody's supposed to come out in 15 days, and then she needed us to listen to something.
The recording, yeah, that's what comes next. What comes next is basically you sit and you wait. You wait for the state to catch up to the request.
Okay, so did I need to hear any of the recording?
No, it's just repetitive information that I've already given you. You would just wait for them to catch up to the request, that's all.
Okay, but every time we waited, the call dropped.
Yeah.
So did you guys get to put in the request, yes or no?
Yes,
did you speak to a live representative? Yeah,
yes,
so you're good.
Yes.
I also was calling you to let you know that I put it in online as well.
Oh,
so
thank you.
If you guys missed anything or if anything, you know, they didn't do it right, I put it in as well online.
Okay, and if I call this number, does it go straight to you?
Yes, this is my direct line and also the agency's line.
And it's 501-2508, right?
You got it. This
okay.
is the number that you gave the state, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you know what?
That's the number for deluxe home care.
Well, she asked who we were going through, and we said deluxe home care.
Yep.
But she didn't ask for no. She didn't ask for any number.
That's weird.
The number she
Yeah, baby, that's the one I got right here.
Oh, okay.
Let me put you in here. Oh, wait. Oh, come on. Oh, there we go. Your name is Jasmine, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome, Ms. Sherry. It's been my pleasure.
And she was hard. It was hard talking with her because it kept, I don't know if it was our phone or her phone, but she kept cutting out a lot.
I don't know for some reason why, you know, the calls are dropping to the state. It happens sometimes. Sometimes it's just reception on either end.
Yeah. Do I need to call you after the state comes?
Yeah, you can call me and just let me know what's happening. Uh-huh.
Okay. Now I got a silly question. Why don't they like want her to message that?
Huh?
Why would they put her in a home care facility if she says she has short-term memory problems sometimes? I think that's crazy.
Why would they what?
Why would they want to put her in like a nursing facility?
No, they were not going to want to put her in a nursing facility. What it does is that it red flags the state. It tells them that she's losing her memory, so she will not qualify for the CDS program. With the CDS program, you have to be coherent enough to be able to oversee your care. So what does that mean? What does that mean? That means you got to remember what day of the week is it. You got to tell time. You have to be able to tell Aaron what you want to do. You have to be able to... You know.
Oh, she didn't do that.
All of those things are easy.
Right. But once you start talking about memory loss, you lose the ability to self-direct.
That's crazy. I guess that's why I'm here, because I help her remember. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but we don't want to say that to the state. Because if she's relying on you to remember what she needs to do, then that means that she cannot self-direct her own care.
Okay. No, I don't have problems anymore.
He's assisting you with your daily living. That's what you got to stick to. He assists me throughout my day to ensure that my meals are prepped, I'm getting bathed, dressed, groomed, I'm, you know, taking my meds on time, things of that nature.
Yeah.
Right.
That's all you need to discuss. Right. It's just her current needs. Nothing with memory.
Okay. All right. Okay. I understand that now.
I also put in the request just in case, because the call did drop when we were online with the state, and I did try calling you back multiple times, but I didn't get a response. Yeah. So I went ahead and I placed it online as well. So there's going to be a double referral, which means it's just double as good. Because whatever information was might have been missing on one, it catches on the other.
Do you know how many hours they
we don't know until they come into the home and they do the physical assessment. When they do the physical assessment, they're going to ask her a list of questions, and it has to generate a high enough score for her to get on to home care services.
Okay.
So what they're looking for is a level of care that equal to a nursing home. What does that mean?
Yeah.
She needs assistance with personal care. What is personal care? Anything hands-on. Prepping meals, cooking, running errands, anything personal care, her body, dressing, grooming, bathing, putting on her socks, tying her shoelaces, combing her hair, things that she cannot do for herself or needs assistance with.
Yeah.
I have spinal cord injuries, and I have a broken T11 vertebra right now.
Yeah, so I help with all that stuff.
Exactly. So once they witness how she performs her daily task and what she actually needs help at home with, what it does is that it starts generating a care plan on her behalf. So it'll tell you exactly what she needs help with, and then they'll generate a score which gives us hours. What hours do they get? We don't know until the day of the assessment.
Okay. Yeah, because she can't stand up for like long. She like to sit at to her because of like her, like she could. It would be difficult for her like sitting at the stove to cook, and sitting like washing dishes. She has problems.
I have congenital spinal stenosis, and so my.
So I help her. If she starts getting dressed and she needs help, I'll help her. But like the cooking, the washing the dishes, cleaning around the house, I do that. And if she's, I help her get in the bath. I help.
Right, you're gonna explain that to the worker when they come to do the assessment. You can be there with her that day.
Okay, and they'll call me to set up that appointment. Right?
Did you give them the number? I also put it in the 816-223-6791 number.
Yeah.
Right, because that's the only number right now that's on file, because she didn't even have a number listed. She only had her address. So that's the only other number that's going to pop up. So you have to, guys, empty out your voice box, answer every call that comes into your phone, even if you think it's spam likely, because they can call from any part of the state, all right?
Okay.
They're only going to call once. They're going to only leave one message, and it's time sensitive.
Okay.
So you have to return that message if you don't get the actual call to speak to the worker and schedule that visit into the home. Once they do that, then everything happens very quickly thereafter, because then they schedule you, they come in, they do the assessment, then they go back with the assessment results. They help create a care plan, then they contact us to accept Ms. Sherry as a participant. In the meantime, and within the next 2 weeks, we're going to be processing you for work, Aaron. We're going to be sending you the hiring application, running your background, registering you with the Family Care Safety Registry. So by the time Ms. Sherry gets awarded home care, you guys are ready to rock and roll.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely,
so much.
Ms. Sherry.
Yeah, she does. She hates. She doesn't. She wants to do anything possible. She don't want to go to a nurse. I want to keep her out of a nursing home.
Well, the beauty of the program is that it's designed to keep people from going into an institution. So that's why these programs are so important. Because you would rather much, Sherry, have Aaron take care of you than any other stranger. So the program was designed for friends and families to take care of each other instead of someone just being sent to a nursing home. You understand? So this is what we're doing. Yeah. We're advocating for these programs to set.
They're not going to have problems with us because I stay here. Since we live together, I stay with her 24/7. They're not going to have a problem
they will.
With that, are they?
That's why I asked you in the beginning, what's your relationship with the patient?
He takes care of me.
So does he live in the home with you? So you don't live by yourself? So what's going to happen is that they're not going to pay you to clean any shared spaces. So, for example, if you utilize the kitchen, they're not going to pay you to clean that. If you utilize the bathroom and there's only one bathroom, they're not going to help. They're not going to pay for that. They're not going to pay to clean your living area. If you guys sleep in the same bedroom, they're not going to pay you to do any of that. So if I were you, we'll keep it as she lives alone. You're just a friend visiting and assisting her with her daily living.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
No one needs to know your personal life.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
And if you guys have any questions, what you're going to do is you're going to call me the day that they call you to schedule your assessment so I can prep you for the questions that they're going to ask you when they come into your home.
So how the if I'm not – okay, they're paying me from this side to this side. How they expect me to how does they expect her to have care if it's 12 o'clock?
No, they're not, because they're gonna what's gonna end up happening is that the maximum amount of time that the state is awarding right now, because the goal of the program is to keep her from going into a nursing home. So it's not full hands on care. Because if she needed 24-hour care, then she needs to go into a nursing home. They're gonna pay you to assist her in her home. So the most that the state is awarding right now is up to 5 hours a day. That could have changed since the last time I checked, but that's anywhere between 5 to 6 hours a day. Because if she needed more care than that, then that's what they're going to tell you. They're going to tell you she needs to be in an institution. Because this is providing additional care, not full hands blown on.
Okay.
You're taking care of everything. No, this is assistance. You're assisting her.
Okay.
I basically just need to.
Yeah, that's it. You need assistance in the home, and that's what he's going to be paying you for.
Little things like that.
Okay. All right. All right. Yeah. I'll just tell him I don't live here then. You're not going to. Okay. All right, now.
Yeah, and if you guys have any questions, always feel free to call me. Like I said, call me, especially once they call you to do your assessment so that I can prep Sherry just like I prepped her for the pre-screen call. I'll prep her for the in-home visit.
Okay. Yeah. She'll call you back to let you know when they're coming,
call
right?
me back. You have my phone number.
Okay. All right.
Anywhere between 10 to 15 business days, not including weekends and holidays. So open up a calendar. Open up your calendar right now. So if today today's the 2nd, and it's a Monday, we're looking at 2 weeks, not including weekends and holidays. So if you opened up the calendar, you're looking at the week of the 23rd. You're going to answer every single call.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Can do. All right.
All right. Well, you guys, welcome on board. You call me if you need me, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. You guys take care, okay? Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You have a good day, too.